Hi, this is Greg LaFollette reading from the June-July issue of the CPA Technology Advisor, my column entitled, Have I Got an Earful for You? Now that tax season 2007 is but a dim memory, I thought it might be a good time to review some of the tricks that I've learned from some of our productivity survey high scorers. You'll recall that we've previously demonstrated an almost direct correlation between a high score on the productivity survey and the likelihood of that firm being in the upper quartile of annual per-partner compensation. You'll no doubt also recall that while these upper quartile firm partners actually work 3% fewer hours per year, approximately a week, they also earn over 60% more. As I travel the country visiting with practitioners, I'm struck by the unanimity in which they declare a preference to remain in or a desire to join that group. As Gomer Pyle was fond of saying, surprise, surprise, surprise. But back to my point. In conversation with these high scorers, I'm constantly struck by their devotion to best practices and their relentless pursuit of increased productivity. Earlier this year, I asked a group of these high scorers to share some of the wisdom that's obviously helping them to achieve their professional, i.e. financial, success. Specifically, I asked each for a top productivity tip. In reviewing their generous answers, I was struck not only by their similarity, but also by their simplicity. Anecdotally, eventually we'll be able to report this phenomenon empirically, I'm excited to report that many of them listed podcasts as an emerging favorite for how they choose to receive professional and technical information. Many reported enjoying a podcast in multitasking mode, much like talk radio. Others reported listening while they commute or during exercise sessions. But nearly all who tried it said they liked it. This information, coupled with comments forwarded to me regarding our podcast channel, Intersection Live, led me to the decision that I'd discuss podcasts in this issue's column. First, a definition. What is a podcast? Wikipedia defines a podcast as follows. A digital media file shared over the web using syndication feeds for playback on portable media players or personal computers. Like radio, it can mean either the content itself or the method by which it's syndicated. The latter is also termed podcasting. The host or author of a podcast is often called a podcaster. The term podcast is a fusion of the name of Apple's portable music player, the iPod, and broadcast. Though podcasters' websites may also offer download or streaming of their content, ours does, a podcast is distinguished from other digital media formats by its ability to be downloaded automatically using software capable of reading formats such as RSS and mostly 90% plus via Apple's iTunes software. The definition is simple and comprehensive. There's a funny thing about simple definitions. People tend to misunderstand them. My experience indicates a fairly wide misunderstanding, so I thought it prudent to slay a few dragons here, Q&A style. Question: do I have to have an iPod to listen to a podcast? Answer: no. If you do, and over 100 million of us do, it's very handy, but it's absolutely not necessary. Many people download Apple's free iTunes program and use it to manage their music and podcasts on their computer. An iPod simply makes the process portable. Question: what's a subscription? Answer: a distinguishing characteristic of a podcast is that it can be downloaded automatically. This is pull technology. You choose what you want to pull from the net rather than someone pushing what they think you might want. It puts you in control. It utilizes RSS feeds, with which you're probably familiar from the blog world. Question: do I have to subscribe? Answer: no. You can pull podcasts one at a time. It's rather like buying the newspaper at the corner store rather than having it delivered. Question: what's the benefit of downloading rather than simply listening directly from the podcaster's site? Answer: control. Both iTunes and the iPod keep track of what you've listened to and where you stopped. When you have an interruption, just pause and the system will automatically start you there when you come back, whether it's a few minutes, a few days, or a few months. Question: some podcasts seem to be standalone, while others are part of a series. What's up with that? Answer: it's like television. Some shows are specials, and others are part of a series that run every week. Question: what about video podcasts? Answer: while there are many video podcasts, think of television as compared to radio, the vast majority of podcasts are audio only. And yes, I have heard that I have a face for radio. Question: how popular are podcasts? Answer: it's definitely an emerging medium. 2 years ago, there were no podcasts. By the end of 2007, it's predicted there will be nearly 100,000. Now, that's a growth curve even an accountant can love. Question: what podcasts does the CPA Technology Advisor offer? Answer: our podcast content is by far the most robust available to the profession. We have over 50 individual programs on our site. You can subscribe to them as a series. Don't worry, you don't have to listen to all of them. On our site, cpatechnologyadvisor.com/intersection, or in iTunes by searching for Intersection Live under the podcast tab of the iTunes store. Question: what is Tech2Go? Answer: we're very excited about this new monthly recurring podcast that features me and three of our regular columnists, Brent Goodfellow, Randy Johnson, and Dave McClure, in an hour or so long discussion covering what's hot in accounting technology. We encourage listener feedback and take questions whenever we can. Plus, we offer show notes covering the items we've discussed, so there's no need to try to hurriedly scroll down a website. Just calmly go to www.cpatechadvisor.com/tech2go, and there you'll find websites, correct spelling, synopsis, etc. for each episode of Tech2Go. This is Greg LaFollette, again reading my column, Have I Got an Earful for You?, from the June-July issue of the CPA Technology Advisor 2007. Thank you so much. Join us on Tech2Go. Bye.